Hey, you've tuned into Bike Sport Radio, and this is Robert, your host, on this beautiful, hot, and sticky, actually not too sticky, just bloody hot, Monday morning here in beautiful SoCal. The current temperature outside is a nice, pleasant 105 in the valleys and close to 100 in the city. Talk about insane. If you're out there riding, hopefully you are staying cool and keeping that water going through the body. It's just amazing how bloody hot it is outside right now. You would never think we're in fall, but for some reason we're in fall. And it's, well, this is normal, actually. It's normal weather for us here in SoCal. So anyways, hey, hope everyone's been well. And yeah, it's been 2 weeks, and let the first internet interbike show go for a couple weeks on the playlist here. So now we're going to get into show two, and today we're going to concentrate primarily on media night, which was the preview night. So we're going to get here from a couple of really cool people, and I'm going to do less talking from me and more talking from them. So I know you'll be happy to hear that, but you'll actually be able to hear everything that's just going on at media night. And let me tell you about media night. Media night was let's just say there was a lot of inhibitions that evening, just because everybody was really loosened up. So we'll talk as you go through, and you get later in the recordings, you'll start hearing it more and more. Not so much from me, your trusty reporter, because you know I'm clean and sober, but everybody else, you could tell, was just like, rawr, rawr, rawr. But anyway, so we had a good time. Interbike was fun. Last hurrah in Vegas, so it's going to be interesting to see how Reno shows how it works up there in Reno, Tahoe. So I think I know what the master plan is, but then again, I don't work for them, so I have no idea what they're going to do. But hopefully it works out, and we can get some more stuff going on there in Reno. We can actually have a little better of a show and get more people there. So that's kind of the plan. Hopefully we can do that. So, yeah, so there we go. Anyways, let's take a look here. We're in November. Year's almost over. What's going on? Is there still places to go ride? Is there things to do? Heck yeah, there's still stuff. This is SoCal. We don't got any strange weather except for heat. So what do we got going on? Well, coming to here to the end of October. Why am I jumping ahead a bit? We got one more weekend of October. We got lots of cool, fun things going on. A couple of fun rides happening is the Gran Fondo up there in San Luis Obispo, and that's coming up this Saturday. And that's fall the same day. We've also got the OC ride for AIDS, so you know, so NorCal, SoCal, and then on Sunday the 29th, we've got the Tour of the Summer Camps bike or hike. So a couple of different events going on. The then you get into November, and then you've got Bike to Coast November 4th, and then you've got a couple of other things going on. Oh, might help if I turn off my intro music. Hey, I'm rusty, man. It's been a while. So anyways, I got the Slow Gran Fondo, the OC Ride for AIDS on the 28th, then the Tour of the Summer Camps bike or hike. So that's kind of a cool, interesting event. And then this coming weekend, well, let's see, let's stick with the fun rides. So these are all the road rides. November 4th, we got Bike to Coast. November 5th, we got the 27th annual Dino Dash. I say Dino. I think Dino. I don't know. Yeah, we need to watch Flintstones. The Dino Dash. So, and that's actually kind of cool, because that's, it's like, this is when a lot of the schools start doing their fundraisers. And this is going to be a 10K, 5K, 2K run, along with a 5K, 15, and 50K bike tour. And this is benefiting the Tustin Public Schools. So it's kind of a cool little event. Good way to give back, you know. And that's November 5th. And then November 11th, we got the Padres Pedal the Cause cycling fundraiser. That's a new one I haven't heard about. And that is in San Diego. So it's a ride to raise money for cancer research, it looks like. So check that out. Padres Pedal the Cause cycling fundraiser. And then also on the 11th is the Tour de Foothills, which is really an awesome ride as well. Very well. A fun course, can be a little windy, but for the most part, it's a really nice route and great food and beer. So, I believe I still got the beer. Okay, you can't have a fun ride without beer, right? Okay. So, and if you hear dogs in the background, don't worry about it. That's who let the dogs out. Ooh, 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 ooh. All right, I'm just being silly. All right, and then this coming weekend down in San Diego area for mountain bikes, you want to get in some dirt and get dirty. We've got the what is it? Oh God, why am I forgetting what it's called? Because I was gonna down and dirty. I believe the 50 miler is this weekend. So let me make sure I get the name correct, because otherwise, you know, I'm a horrible, horrible announcer. So I don't want to be that guy, but I'll probably be that guy anyways. It doesn't matter. Let's see. Here we go. October. Yeah, Mazda Quick and Dirty Filthy 50. That's gonna be take place down there near the Lake Hodges area, if I remember correctly. They have a really fun course down there, 50 challenging miles, and if the weather holds like it is now, it's gonna be warm too. So prepare yourself, start hydrating early in the week. And then this coming weekend, also here in SoCal, we've got the SoCal Cross Cross Series going on in beautiful Corriganville. And Corriganville is just right there, little movie set park, I guess. They used to film movies there at the base of the Santa Susana Pass, the grade. So as you drop into Simi Valley, it's a cool little park there. They used to film movies and whatnot. But we've been holding a couple races there lately. So this coming weekend, they're going to have some cyclocross races Saturday and Sunday. And then Saturday, they're going to be doing a. From what I heard, if I remember correctly, I gotta get all the dates right. But in the after the cross races go down, they're gonna have an XC event where a mountain bike is gonna have a special event going on, kind of like a time trial type event. So you wanna check that out. It's 2 days of racing, Saturday and Sunday. So if you wanna get some cyclocross racing in too and take your mountain bike, it's a perfect place. Really fun. I say for beginners, especially if you wanna try cyclocross. It's actually a really fun place to learn and experience your first cyclocross race. It's a terrain is fairly rolly, it's pretty fast, it's dirt, it's shady, so it's going to be perfect for this weekend. A lot of shade, a lot of racing under the trees, so it makes for a really fun course. And so check that out, and you can get more info on that at SoCalCross.com. Then I just lost where I was. Gotta love computers. Okay. So then, after that, first week of November, cyclocross continues back into the Anza Crossing, and that's going out towards Riverside. And then November 11th, cross heads up north towards San Luis Obispo. And then, also that same weekend, we have got the Spandex Stampede Gravel Volume 2. And that is. Temecula Wine Country. So that sounds interesting. So that's the same weekend as the slow cyclocross. And then pretty much cyclocross is going to take over the rest of November. So we got the UCI CXLA cross event on the 18th of November. And then we have Turkey Trot, infamous Thanksgiving Turkey Trot races. Looks like this is actually going to fall after Thanksgiving. Wait, yeah, they usually do. Duh. Anyway, that'll be at Verdugo Park, it looks like. UCI CXLA, I think, is scheduled to be held at. I think it's location to be determined. I think we're trying to get it here into LA someplace. I think maybe the Greek. We'll see. And then Turkey Trot is usually scheduled for Verdugo Park. So I can get more info on that as that comes about. We're still a ways away, so. Alrighty. So that puts you into some dirt, if you want to do some dirt. And then, oh yeah, there's another event coming up, the Ridgecrest Desert Classic. And that is a very fun. MTB race out in the Ridgecrest at Cerro, I want to say Cerro Coso College, but knowing me, I'm going to say it wrong. So, Let's see if I can figure it out here. Put on by the High Sierra Cyclist Club. So let me make sure I give you guys a date there. It is in November. I just saw it the other day, so. All right, here we go. November 18th, 2017, Ridgecrest Desert Classic. And same location up there at the community college. And it's kind of nice because it's just in cross country only now. So it used to be kind of a combination, kind of a mix of cross country, and then you had to go and do a semi like enduro type event. But now it's primarily just a cross country event. So it'll be awesome to get back out there. I think I'm going to try to make that event this year. I think I had to miss last year because of a conflict, but I think this year I'm going to definitely take it out. And it's got a course for everybody, so it's kind of nice. It's kind of worth the drive out. So take a look at that and have fun with that. All right, let's get into our inner bike shows. So Media Night. Media Night is the place where a lot of people will kind of go out and do their thing. Wait, why is that making noise? A lot of noise in this room. A lot of noise of me. Me doing silly things. Hey, it was live radio, right? Anyways. Don't mind the noise of the AC kicking on. It's just bloody ass hot. So anyways, our first guys up is going to be Chronos Helmets. Take a listen.
Okay, here I am with Bill Rusing from Koros Wearables, Inc. We're here at Media Preview Night, first kind of night before the kickoff of the Interbike Show, and he's got the Koros Omni helmet, the new model helmet. Lots of great technology in it. I'm going to let him tell us everything about it.
Thank you very much. Yeah, so this is the Koros Omni Smart Cycling Helmet. Basically integrates the latest features of a high-performance on-road, off-road cycling helmet, but it integrates your Bluetooth technology so you can sync with your Android or iPhone, allowing you to answer phone calls, listen to music, receive turn-by-turn navigation, record your ride data so that you can, you know, see your performance. But basically, you know, it's pretty much everything you need. We've got a safety light incorporated in the back. We've got a smart remote which mounts to the handlebar, and an app that is free and downloadable, like I said, for your iOS or Android device.
Okay, and one of the really cool things about this is that everything is there. You don't have to have an extra strap on red light. A lot of people like to put them in their helmets, a little thing on the back. And the headphones, I've actually tested another system that does the bone conduction. And the problem is it's a separate unit, whereas here it's built into the helmet already, so I don't have to have another thing around my neck, and I don't have to charge another thing to go along. Here I charge up the helmet and everything gets charged at once.
Exactly. You've touched on what we've tried to overcome is safety issues with cycling. So no earbuds, no wires, hands-free, hands on the handlebar, eyes on the road, you see what's going on. And the bone conduction, the key there is that you can still hear audio, but also hear your environment around you. So any ambient noise, whether it's a horn or a kid, an ambulance, you know, you hear all those noises while you're still able to listen to music or take phone calls if you choose to. Some people like that while they're cycling, others don't. But we see the opinions are also starting to change with that as states and municipalities start to, you know, make it illegal, for example, to cycle with earbuds and wires. Even with one earbud, it's illegal in California. So
yeah, in LA, specifically Burbank, and a lot of those cities are really cracking down on that. That's why I found that other unit. But this is awesome. Now I don't need to have all those things around my neck that, you know, get hot, sweaty. Now it's all in one. So you guys are going about releasing this a different way than normal. So tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, we are. We're looking at launching via a crowdfunding campaign that will start probably the second week of October. Our website is up now, koros.com, but we'll have a landing page on there that will give information about how to sign up to get information so that you are informed of our crowdfunding campaign. That should be up tomorrow, which will be the first day of Enterbike. So people can go to our website, enter their email address, and we'll communicate and let them know when the crowdfunding campaign is coming up. And through the crowdfunding campaign, they'll be able to get some really good advanced deals, some special pricing, to kind of be the first to take advantage of the product.
Okay, and then one other thing too, everybody. This is a multi-use helmet. This is a road as well as mountain bike helmet. It has an attachment point for an add-on visor. And a lot of road guys like riding with a visor anyways. It keeps the sun off their face. It's got a lot of ventilation in it. It looks super light, and it's actually lighter than your previous model. I believe this one's 380 grams.
Yeah, it's 100 grams lighter. The visor comes with it. It's detachable. The smart remote comes with it. So we've tried to put everything in the box that anyone would want, whether they're on-road or off-road.
Awesome. And part of my commuter project, this is probably the perfect helmet for my daily 20-mile commute. If you haven't followed, with the commuter bike, it's the same thing. You know, I've got to go. And sometimes I get those calls before work and things like that, or the kids are giving my wife a hard time. So I can either hang up or take the call, right?
Absolutely, that's it, that's it.
All right, so koros.com, correct?
KOROS.com.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much for that info, Bill.
Thank you.
Okay, so yeah, the Koros helmet was really, really cool. But it seems to be the common trend for Interbike this year was a lot of crowdfunding. And it seems that, you know, they're trying to keep that working capital free, you know, for development. And then they're, you know, the production money is, you know, basically you're pre-buying stuff, you know, they're getting those pre-orders in. So I noticed a lot of that, and more and more people are doing it. It's definitely kind of the wave of the future. Eventually, though, I think it's going to hit a plateau, and I think eventually it's going to die down. But for right now, hey, Coral's a good way to get that helmet out there. A lot of people really, you know, it's a different thought on how much technology do you really want to put into a helmet, because the object of getting on a bicycle originally is, you know, get out and get away from everything. But the realities are that, you know, you actually, you can't get away from it all. I mean, there's no way around it. So it's nice to have that stuff there, the conveniences, you know. I like to listen to music when I'm riding, and, you know, I mean, I sometimes like need to get that phone call. I mean, I have my phone now in a place where I can actually see it, and, you know, I see if I want to answer it or not. So, you know, some calls are emergencies, and, you know, I answer it and pull over and, you know, decide what I need to do. But it's cool. It's kind of neat to get the integration now. And one thing that I've noticed is, like, I find myself charging so many different things. Charging my watch, charging my headphones, charging my helmet with the built-in lights or whatever I'm using. I've got all these things to charge. Garmin's got to be charged, you know, whatever. So integration's a good thing. And you're going to notice there's a big trend of integration across the entire Interbike experience. All right, next up is our friends from Geo Orbital.
Okay, so as I'm here in media night at the 2017 Interbike Show, this is where we get to see a lot of really cool, innovative products, new, they're not big on the market. And here's where I find the little guys, and I found two of the littlest guys who are not exactly that little. They think they're little, but they're going to be really big soon. I've got Jocelyn and Mike from a company called Geo Orbital, and they've come up with a really great way to turn your existing bike into a very commuter-friendly, easy to, I don't know, how do I want to word this, a way to make your bike more efficient, able to get around faster, and you don't have to buy a new bike unless you want to. But tell me more about this wheel you guys have come up with. I guess I'll start with Mike here.
Hey, guys. It's super easy. You just take this wheel and you put it on your bike. It takes about 60 seconds to install. It's got a motor and a battery, and your bike becomes electric. So pedaling is optional, and you get 20 miles per charge if you don't pedal. It's a really cool thing. So if you want a little extra boost, if you don't want to sweat, you don't want to have to struggle up hills, just pick up a wheel.
Okay, now currently we have it on a Giant road bike. We've got it on a, it looks like a, some sort of SE hybrid here. And one has a rigid fork, one has a suspension fork. It just universal to both types of bike.
Well, it's universal to a lot of things. We actually have them on things that are not traditional bikes. I mean, it's a super universal thing. The oldest bike in our fleet is from the 1800s. The newest bike from our fleet is a next year model bike. And one of the only universal things about bikes is the front wheel and how the forks work and the dropouts. So our wheel is compatible with about 95% of all of the bikes existent in the world now. Now, chances are, if you have a bike, this wheel will fit. And it will take under a minute to install it.
Okay, so now I'm gonna throw the monkey wrench in this. So Jocelyn is sitting there just quiet going, yeah, I agree. So Jocelyn, how about a through axle fork? Is that the 5%?
I'm not sure I'm the best person to answer that question, actually.
Okay, we're going to go back to Mike.
Definitely be the,
we're going to go back to Mike then. Okay, I'll get you on something else, Jocelyn. Hold on.
Well, I'm sorry. What was the question?
So, okay, this is what's so cool about this show, because we're just all casual. It's all buddies talking. Okay, so a through axle fork, that's kind of the trend now for a lot of gravel bikes and a lot of other commuter bikes. Is, I know currently it looks like it uses a quick release.
Mm-hmm.
Are we actually going to be able to somehow retrofit it into the through axle line?
I will tell you this. We fit it on lefties from Specialized. We've fit it on fancy folding bikes that just have, you know, one fork. We fit it on pretty much anything you want. Now, the two wheels that we have in the market right now are 700C size and a 26-inch. If your bike has one of those sizes, including a 27.5, by the way, these will fit it. Now, there might be a slight modification, but we don't actually have what you would call an axle in a traditional way. Our wheel is a very different design. It doesn't actually spin around an axle. We call it a geo-orbital wheel because the center mass of the wheel does not move. The only thing that's moving is the rim and the tire. So it's a very different design. You've got to imagine it very, very differently than a traditional bike tire. There's no spokes. There's none of that thing that you would think, including a hub or axles, that you would think would be a limitation. We have a pillar in the middle that doesn't move. It's universally compatible with smaller diameter, larger diameter, you know, side mounting, anything you want. So yes, the quick answer to you is yes. However, it might take slight modification depending on the type of bike you have.
Okay, so basically what this thing, what it is it's a mass, like a motor unit that is in the shape of like a triangle, and it's got three little drive wheels at basically like 2 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and 6 o'clock. And in that whole unit, it is where the motor and the drive wheels and everything are. And then it's got a controller that you attach to your handlebar. So it can, it's, and this is a full basically drive unit, right? It'll just drive itself?
Exactly. So it's a wheel that powers itself. So it doesn't actually need the rest of the bike to function at all. You don't need the pedals or the chain or anything like that. This is a wheel it's completely self-contained, and we're very unique in that. Also, all the software is built into the wheel. You don't need to configure apps. You don't need any kind of external mechanisms to work it. It's, like I said, 60 seconds to install, including any configuration that you would have to do. But yeah, the wheel powers itself, motor, battery, completely internal. But it's a very different design than I think what most people are expecting to see in a wheel.
Okay, so now let me ask you a couple, and I'm getting into this because I actually really want to try this and test it.
You should definitely try it.
I definitely will. But here's, like, I have a lot of questions because I want to use this as a commuter. And this is ideal for that situation where you can, if you have a medium to long commute, like let's say 15, 20 miles, you definitely got the range. You can charge it while you're at work,
sure.
Things like that. But when, let's say, it's driving and you want to give it a little more in the pedal section, does it override it, or do you feel the drag of that motor at the speed it's set? I guess is my next question.
There's two ways to ride this. So there's two modes. One we call the pedal mode. So that's if you want to pedal and not really use power all the time. So sometimes you want to press the throttle when you're going up a hill. You just want a little assist. We call that pedal mode.
Okay.
Now that you can pedal like a normal bike. Okay. Right? Very little difference. It's a little heavier, but we actually have the motor compensate you a little bit so it feels normal. It compensates for the weight
so
of the wheel.
So kind of just assist
exactly.
for the weight, yeah.
And then you can press the throttle when you need a little extra boost. Some riders like that. And then there's another mode that we call the power mode. Now, that's for people who always want to use the throttle. Now, they can pedal as well, but they're always on the throttle a little bit. And it's a very intuitive process. So most of the riders prefer what we call power mode. In that mode, it actively brakes you. So not only does that actually save the brakes on the bike, but it also regenerates the battery. So it's tuned like a Tesla would be tuned.
That's exactly what I was going to ask about regeneralization of power.
So in that mode, you definitely feel resistance if you pedal. But if you want to pedal, you just switch to our pedal mode.
So you basically have two bikes. You have a full e-bike here, and you have a pedal assist e-bike. So you basically get two bikes out of one wheel.
The wheel, it works the same way. It picks. Sometimes it helps you. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it hurts you as far as, you know, pedaling.
Right.
So two modes. It's just a button. You press it to select which mode you want. Most of our users, most of our customers, we have a few thousand, prefer to use it on power. So they'll always be pressing the throttle a little bit, and they'll be pedaling most of the time.
And max speed on it?
20 miles an hour.
Okay. Can it go faster?
Well, so off-road, it can go faster, but on public roadways, it's limited and governed to 20 miles an hour.
Awesome. Okay, so we want to order this wheel. We want to go check it out. Where can they go online to check this out?
GEOO.com.
All right, and there you can get all the information. You can get a lot of the testimony from various people who have gone out and tested it. I've seen this. I saw it a while back. I was waiting to actually physically put my hands on one, and I can put my hands on one now. So anyways, I look forward to you guys having great success with this. Great idea. I think this is a good thing. And I think the market's coming around to this. So I wish you guys all the best with this. I'm going to do my part. Look it up on the Facebook Bike Sport Radio page. You'll have pictures of the wheel there for you guys to check out. And go on to GEOO.com and check it out for yourself. Thanks a lot, Mike. And Jocelyn, you didn't say anything.
Well, I was talking to other people. Because we're not alone here, right?
All right. Great, great couple guys, and I wish you guys the best with this. An awesome idea, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks a lot.
So, yeah, that was GeoOrbital. So it's a really cool way to add on to your bike. And you notice it's becoming kind of the trend now. Let's add on to what you already have. Don't have to buy something new. And everybody would say, well, but that's anti-bike. Well, guess what? Not everybody has the cash flow to drop and buy a new bike whenever they feel like it. So anyways, GeoOrbital, really cool. It's a really neat mechanism. I mean, the whole system, self-contained, one unit. And the nice thing is, you want to take it off, put your regular wheel back on, and everything's just normal. Like, nothing is altered. So your bicycle is your bicycle. You can go from new bike to old bike to old bike to new bike, whatever you want to do. So worth the investment. I think retail on it's about $1,000, about $900 and change. Take a look at it. I've seen them in action. I've ridden one, and they're very interesting. They're very unique. So E is the way of the future, especially when it comes to just commuting. Commuting in general just really sucks in the car right now. That was just flat out. I'm tired of it. I love to just get on the bike and ride and do things. And a lot of the cool things I've gotten from Interbike have allowed me to do that. And one of the latest things I just picked up was not at Interbike, and we'll talk about that hopefully at the end of today's show, but if not, maybe into the next show. So we're going to try to finish all these shows up before the holidays and before you start shopping, so that you got some ideas of things you want to get. Anyway, so we're going to go from the GeoOrbital, from the add-on, to another really cool little item. And I found it, and I was kind of like, you know, it's not exactly a bicycle, but it goes along with this whole idea of getting people out and about and moving around. And it's actually called the scooter board.
Okay, I'm here with Rose Wang from Scooter Board. I make sure I get it right, because I'm slaughtering stuff all night. But a really cool little commuter option, especially in LA with our metro system. So sometimes we don't always have room for a bike, and maybe we've got to go just a short distance And this is a great option because this is not just a regular scooter, but it's basically an e-scooter, right, Rose?
Definitely, Robert. Scooter board is a brand new category in electric rideables nowadays. It combines the stance, sideways stance of a skateboard with the handle of a scooter. So while you ride it like a skateboard, it has that experience. You can feel more confident in the increased stability and control with the handle. And go ahead.
So the handle itself, if you just think of like a little Razor scooter, you have the handle with the the handlebars up there. So you add that security up there. Anybody can ride this. Even as an older adult, this is something that you hold it with one hand and you've got the stability to keep you up there. And it's not like it's a fancy turn one way to turn the other. It actually turn the direction you want to go, right?
Correct. So you stand sideways and it's lean to steer. So all you need to do is lean your body into a certain direction and it'll steer to that certain direction.
So now these tires, a nice good sized tire, especially for driving around broken city sidewalks and debris and garbage like that. They're air filled rubber tires?
Correct. So we specifically selected the air tires to give it a smooth ride.
Okay, so now, you know my next question, right? What about like punctures and things like that? Do we get like inner tubes ready available, parts available and things like that?
No, you do not have to worry about that. It has a very thick layer of rubber to prevent it from puncturing. Okay. So
no problem there.
No problem there.
You know I'm gonna go try to flat it now, right? That's my goal. So, and now the other thing too is it's got a little 250 watt e-motor in it, correct?
Correct.
That can get you around up to
15.5 miles per hour.
And she got to a 0.5, right? 15 miles per hour and up to about 7 miles, you said?
7.5 miles on one charge.
So it's got a smaller battery. So this is a really good, like, take the Metrolink in LA and you got about a 3 mile, little scoot to the office. And the nice thing is, folds up, slide it under your desk, slide it in the closet, and you can actually recharge it too while you're waiting, right?
Yep. The whole concept behind scooter board is that it's easy to learn. Anyone can learn it in one session. It's easy to ride and it's easy to master. So once you get really good at it, there's actually a lot of tricks that you can do with this also.
Oh, great.
And the fact that it's very portable makes it the perfect commuter.
Another way to get hurt, right? All right, so what's the golden number? What are we looking at to buy one of these?
So right now it's on Kickstarter for a special price, but when it goes to market, it will be MSRP for $699.
That's not bad. So that's a pretty good little alternate means to get around LA, run to the store. Maybe we can add a little rack to it.
Definitely. Yeah, we're actually working on a stand for it.
Okay.
And we're actually working on a lot of additional
accessories
to it. And that depends on our community.
Yeah.
So once we get the first batch out to our Kickstarter backers, we want to also get their feedback on how they're using it and basically make the future iterations to cater to their needs.
All right, great. So we want to get more information about the Kickstarter. Where are we going to go?
It's at myinmotion.com.
Myinmotion.com. Take a look in there, get in on the Kickstarter, and take a look at it. It's a great little device. I want to go play with it, but they turned the lights off on us. I think it's time for us to get out of here. What do you think?
I think they're kicking us out now.
All right. Thank you so much, Rose. And take a look at the scooter board, you guys. I think it's another way to get around LA. I know we're bike related, but guess what? It's got wheels, and it rolls, and it moves around. We don't always ride our bikes. So thank you, Rose.
Thank you, Robert. It's been a pleasure.
So yeah, that scooter board was really cool. It's something you can throw in your car and just have it in case something happens. So it like I said, it wasn't a bicycle necessarily related item, but it definitely was something that you could get around, take it to Metro, run station to station, get in the office. Another way, especially if you've got a hilly walk, it just makes it so much better. So one really cool innovation item that was there was, remember how I said they're trying to make the most of everything, right? So we found this really cool thing, and I saw when I first got the initial thing, I was like, what the heck is that? But it's called the Morph Aero Bars. And just like the name says, it morphs.
OK, Okay, I'm here with Greg from Morph, which has got one of the most ingenious aero bars I've ever seen. Aero bar to standard bar to everything in between. I mean, I'm sitting there going, I actually tried to steal his prototype, but he caught me. Anyways, Greg, tell me about these. They're amazing bars.
You know, safety was actually the reason behind them. We wanted to make sure that you didn't have to take your hands off the brakes when you transitioned from aero to the bullhorns. And my partner is the brains behind it, and he said, you know, it can be done. We can figure this out. I thought he was a little bit crazy. I did.
Yeah. You know,
everyone's got to have a little crazy, right?
Right, we're all crazy. That's why we're doing this crazy sport.
Well, he came up with it, and the first one was made out of plywood and copper fittings that he put his 8-year-old on it to test it out and make sure, and it was, because they're linked one side to the other, it's very stable.
So basically what these are is a set of handlebars. It goes from a bull bar into an aero bar with basically the flip of a lever. Both, you go from one position to another. You never have to take your arms off of it. You have your hands at the brakes at all times. And we were talking about triathletes. This tends to be something for the time trialist triathlete originally, until he shows me something else they're coming up with. And I'm all like, you've just created a whole new market. But yeah, basically a lot of their accidents happen when they go for the brakes. They sit up, something pops out, they sit up and they go for a brake that's not there because it's at the end of their aero bars. So this is something to create, like I said, it's about safety. It's also about a convenience. And he was showing us a couple other things here. Because the system doesn't lock into only one position, it's kind of a free-flowing unit. You can actually alternate hand position while you're on the bike to give yourself a little bit of a, maybe open up your chest a bit.
Absolutely.
If you've been on the bike for a lot of hours, you can have a different hand position and things like that. It's a great bar. And then the drops add-on is just like, now I can have drop bars and aero bar at the same time. You guys are geniuses.
We have moments of genius, I guess.
And I bet there was a lot of cursing and swearing
there
too.
There was definitely, yes. But so we're excited about this for sure.
Now, I'm looking at a bunch of prototypes. Are these prototypes or are these ready to go?
These are production. These are our production models, yes. The only thing that we're changing right now is how the drops look. You know, if they're compact, just kind of what the market will hold. We've got ski bends. We have straights. We're ready for production. We're ready to ramp up. We have all of our in-house production and engineering, but we're also in the United States. We're in Houston.
U.S. made?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's what we want to hear.
Yes, sir.
Bike Sport Radio is all about the U.S. made product.
Houston strong.
All right, awesome. Everything stays here. So that's great. So we want to get more info on these. Now, I saw your page initially, and I was like, I just want to see this thing work. Where can we go to get more info on it?
www.morphtech.com, and there's a hyphen in between.
MorphTech with a hyphen in it. Check it out. What are we looking at for price-wise?
We're going to be real competitive with the Aero X, which is one of the top aero cockpits that we've got. So probably somewhere in the 1,000-1,100 range, but including brakes as well.
Okay. So these are they're not carbon, not yet anyways. These are basically aluminum, correct, right now?
Yes, sir.
And then we were toying with, put some carbon drops on the drop bar. You know, I'm dreaming. But anyways.
Well, one of the great things that was an ancillary benefit is if you drop this and you don't have any base bars, it's really slick in the air. They're super aerodynamic. Our pro, Anthony Costas from France, rode them and did some aero testing, and his CDA was unbelievable. I won't disclose it yet, but it was an unbelievably low CDA. He's slick through the air.
Awesome, awesome. Check it out, morphtech.com for more information. If you're into time trialing, triathlons, you want to be safe, you want to be fast, and I'm waiting for the road ones to come out. I can't wait to get a set.
I have a pair right here for you.
All right, sounds like a plan. Thanks a lot, Greg, for the time.
Thank you so much.
So, yeah, these Morph bars are just really awesome. And, you know, they kind of look cheesy and cheap at first, and then when you really get your hands on them, it's like, whoa, check these out. They're solid, good feeling, versatile. Versatility. Once again, it was all about versatility at this show. So, really cool set of handlebars. A little heavier than what, you know, especially if you're weight weenie, it could be a little bit of an issue. But if you're a tri rider, a time trialist, this is probably your best set of bars you'd ever want to get. Number one, you can change the position for climbing if you're on a climbing course, and without even literally with in one fluid motion you've gone back in the arrow position. And like I said, it creates definitely a lots of open hand positions, and various you can change and up and change it up, especially on long rides. So all right, one other thing that was really common that night, like I said, once again, a lot of technology integrated, and we have some not so high-tech things, but they were still pretty techy to begin with. And one of those items was a really cool set of cool set of tires, to be honest with you. How would you like to never get flat but yet still have the same road qualities as a fairly decent road tire, mountain tire, or whatnot, and never get a flat? Well, here's your tire for you. Take a listen.
Okay, here I am, and for you all you commuters out there and people who just hate getting flats, you know who you are. I know I'm one of them. We found a really cool airless tire called the Tanis Airless Tire, and I'm here with Ryan Cook, and he's just run through the whole process of this tire with me, and I'm sitting here still going in awe. We kind of laughed about a few things, but I'm going to let him tell you about this tire because I think this is going to be a great solution to that commuter who's scared to commute because they get a flat tire, they get to work late, and that's actually me. But I know quite a few other people, same deal. They hate getting the flats, always getting flats. Ryan, you got the answer for this.
Yeah, so the Tanis tire is a solid tire, has no air in it whatsoever. It's made out of a patented material. It's basically a foam. It'll go 5,000 miles without ever getting a flat. You don't have to pump it up before you go. I commute on these personally. I do about 21 miles. I commute 3 times a week. They ride very similar to normal tires. A little bit different, but very similar. We have 3 different hardnesses as well, a soft, a regular, and a hard. And those ride anywhere from like 105 PSI up to 130 PSI, whatever your preference is.
And the benefit of this really is the fact that this is a tire that you can just grab and go. It's gonna have a consistent feel no matter what. Like we just talked about this, is it's got a little more drag than a regular tire, but then again, you know, it's probably like running your tires maybe 5 pounds low. But that's really, you know, think about that. That could add to some of the comfort in your ride as well. And that peace of mind, hey, I'm not gonna get a flat today. They've got multiple treads. They got tread designs that, you know, seem to work like they're gonna work well all season. You got a slick, you've got some little cross water, you know, bar tread. Brakes. It's getting late in the day. I can't talk anymore, Ryan. Dude, I don't know. But anyways, this is what's so cool about Interbike is I can get away with this. But anyways, where do we get more info on these tires?
So go to tanisamerica.com.
And that's TANNUSAmerica.com. It's the airless tire. What are we looking at price-wise on these tires, a starting point and high point?
Yeah, so they start anywhere from $60 all the way up to $75.
That's per tire.
And that's actually going rate, and this is for a tire that's not going to leave you stranded on the side of the road. So that's awesome. Thank you so much, Ryan, for this time and the explanation. I will say this, and he'll agree, you've got to be committed to putting this tire on because it is a little bit of a process. It's not going to be a regular tire. And taking it off, you're going to have to also be committed to. But you know what? I think as a spare set of wheels, throw it on your bike, or if it's your permanent commuter bike, just leave them on, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly where I would recommend using it, for sure.
Awesome. Well, thanks a lot for the time, Ryan, and it's a great product.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having us.
So, yeah, the Tanis tires are really just, they look like regular tires. I mean, you can't tell that they're a flat-free tire. I mean, and as mentioned in there, it is definitely a process to install and uninstall the tire. So you're definitely going to have to be committed to it. It's not one of those, I think today I'll go ahead and switch the tire type of situation. You're actually going to spend a few minutes doing it. There is definitely a process. He ran me through it. It's pretty thorough. But it makes it that the tire is a very secure tire, stays on. So safety-wise, it's definitely going to do the job. And And, you know, and basically the amount of drag that the tire, you know, gives is literally running your tires about 5 psi lighter than normal. So, you know, it's not a lot of extra drag for extra sense of security and the sense of knowing that I'm not going to get a flat, I'm not going to have to stop. So, you know, if you're a commuter and you don't want to have to deal with flat tires and you go through some very rough areas, it's a perfect tire for you. So take a look at that. I've actually got a set coming, and once they come in, we'll definitely work on them and show you, run it through the actual process of mounting the tire. That is kind of the only thing that really kind of scares me about it. I'm not scared to actually run it. I think it'd actually be a better tire for the areas where I ride. So, but yeah, definitely the thought of mounting them is not appealing to me. But then again, you know what? Setting tubeless tires was not appealing up to, you know, a few years ago, and now it's like, well, just go throw a tire on and not a big deal. So, as with everything, you know, it comes about. So it's just nice that it's able to fit into your rim, stay on your rim, stay solid, stay locked, and be able to, you know, do its job. So, all right. And then on the same thing, we're going back. One of the other cool items I saw there was this really cool lock that was there. And same deal. It's Backyard Ingenuity, right? I love this stuff. So listen to our friends here from Tiger Lock.
All right, for you, anybody who rides in LA or anywhere where there's high bike theft, you know a lock is really important. And here at Media Night, we've got a really cool lock. We call it the Tiger Lock, is that correct?
Yes, that's it, Tiger Lock.
Tiger Lock. And here I'm here with Jim, the creator, mastermind, and founder of this amazing lock.
Yeah, co-creator. My brother John.
All right, both of you guys are both here. All right, so they came out with a really cool lock that is kind of mimics a U-lock without all the bulk and the weight. And tell me more about this lock, because I think definitely the way to go for people who commute and just don't want to carry heavy stuff around.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. Yeah, so it's a titanium U-lock. So the idea is we're all about simplicity. So it's simple to carry because it's lightweight. The one I'm holding now is our what we call our Tiger Mini Plus, which is about the locking area of a standard U-lock, weighs about a pound. And the idea is we want to make it very simple to use and simple to carry. So, you know, the lock that you have with you is a lot better than the lock you leave home because it's too much of a drag to carry around. So we want to make it both easy to get on and off of your bicycle to lock it up, but also easy to carry. So, you know, the lightweight helps with that, but also the included clip that comes with the lock that attaches to your frame via the water bottle mounts that's as easy to attach as a bottle cage is a very convenient way to carry the lock when you ride.
So if you're a commuter, like with my project commuter that we're doing right now, the whole thing is to carry the stuff we need without having too much weight to carry. I've got a 22-mile commute each way with about a 1,000-foot climb in the middle of that, and I'm trying to keep the weight off the bike as much as possible, but you got to take your necessities. And the lock is always one of those things of, well, I'm not really planning on stopping. I don't want to carry the extra 2 or 3 pounds that these locks weigh for a good security lock. Here, this thing's made of titanium, KISS engineering, keep it simple, stupid. And that's what they did. They kept it simple, used their brains, great lock mechanism, lightweight. The clip is really cool, I got to admit. The clip for locking that onto your frame is really neat. Utilizes your water bottle bolts. Yeah. And then I see another one you have over here. Looks like you can strap it anywhere.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this. So what you picked up is the clip is designed, it will work with any bottle cage adapter. So what I'm holding in my hand is a bottle cage adapter from SKS. SKS is a German company.
Yeah,
so their connecting system, which the SKS fenders are pretty popular.
Right.
So this is the same mechanism, but so with this SKS bottle cage adapter, I can attach the bike lock to my seat stem. So if I don't have a available
water bottle bracket,
on my frame, I can carry it there.
Awesome. So yeah, there you go. You can add it. The Wolf Tooth systems that we've reviewed in the past, it's just perfect for that because you can mount this up higher than your water bottle or below your water bottle. So we want to go buy this lock, take a look at this lock. Besides our Facebook page, which I want to put pictures up of the lock, where else can they get information to order one from you?
Well, you can order it from us directly at tigerlock.com. That's TIGRLOCK.com. We also sell via Amazon.com. If you just search Tiger Lock, it's pretty easy to find. And we are in a number of shops. Not enough in Southern California yet, unfortunately. But we are in some local bike dealers. And REI has our original size, so I think the REI in Santa Monica might have our Tiger Bow Lock.
Well, you guys already own a bike, so it's time to work the Southern Cal crew and get them in these locks.
Yes, thank you very much. That's why we're here.
All right, awesome. Well, great talking to you, Jim. It's a great product. You guys take a look at this. Oh, retail price on it was?
Starts at $99 for our Tiger Mini, and the Tiger Mini Plus, $135.
Not bad. It's really quality lock, and it's titanium. Come on, you know you want titanium on your bike. So thanks a lot for your time, Jim. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much. Have a great show.
So then that was a really cool looking lock, and when I looked at it, I was like, damn, I could have made something like that. I could be making money. But no, they did a really good job with that lock, a very simple, lightweight, and it's amazing. It's an amazing lock, and they say, you know, necessity is mother invention, and in this case, it definitely was. So a very cool lock, very simple, lightweight, and it didn't look like a lock. That was the cool thing about it. It just, you know, something easily fit in your backpack or just on the bike and be there, and you know, no one really knows what it is. So it was really cool, and it's strong, very simple design, very well thought out. So anyway, so that was the Tiger Lock. And next up, we're going to go into, I know everyone's going to hate me for this. I'm going to leave this one for last, but we're going to go ahead and listen to a couple of, actually there's two that I want to leave towards the end, but let's hear from our good old friends here at Oakley. Oakley is coming out with some really cool helmets, and there's actually two parts to this because they forgot to tell me something, so it's going to go two parts back to back, so just listen up for this.
All right, our good friends Oakley are down here, and I haven't seen much. You know, Oakley's known for glasses, and this year they've coming out with a nice, really nice line of helmets. And I've got Michael Turner here from Oakley, and he's going to run through a couple of these new to market helmets, basically, right?
That's correct. Yeah, these are brand new. They're going to release in 2018. We have three helmets. The full series is the Aero series. We start with our Aero 3. That's our entry price point, and it's got a vinted design. Then we have our Aero 5, which is a more aerodynamic design, sacrificing a bit of ventilation. And then we go straight into our Aero 7, which is our TT, or our time trial helmet.
And these are a really slick looking line of helmets, very low, small, compact to the head. So there's not a lot of surface area out there, and that's the new trend for helmets now. It started a couple years ago. I've noticed helmets starting to get smaller. They used to stick off the head more. Now they're staying smaller, and I know that the idea behind that is less surface material to actually twist and grab the head during impact. So definitely you guys are on the right market, correct?
That's right. Yeah, I mean, reducing the silhouette has many advantages, right? By taking down the overall offset of the helmet, you can effectively make it faster right off the bat, and you can also have some of the safety advantages that you talked about. To help with that sort of rotational or that grab, all the helmets incorporate MIPS, and they're designed from the ground up with MIPS. So that's really going to help with that rotational movement when you do have a crash.
And now the golden question, which is always on everybody's mind, what are we starting price-wise?
So the Aero 3 is going to start at $180. The Aero 5 is going to start at $250. And our Aero 7 is going to be $500, but it comes with two lenses. One is a Prism Road lens. Both of them are a corrected optics lens, so you're going to have no distortion through the lens. So it's going to be just like a pair of glasses, but you got a nice big shield. It also comes with a carrying case for all your other goodies, gloves, other eyewear.
And we wouldn't expect any distortion in optics out of Oakley now, would we?
Nope, that's right. You said it first. We're known for optics, so we wanted to make sure we bring that same experience, high-definition optics, into our TT helmet.
So they want to take a look at these helmets. Besides our Bike Sport Radio Facebook page, where I'm going to post up my spy photos, where else can they see them as well?
In February, you'll be able to see them at Oakley.com. I know there's a lot of media in the room, so look for some blogs. But I would direct you to Oakley.com. We're going to have a really nice landing page on there. You can get all the technology, all the features, and then you'll eventually be able to shop.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Michael, for that information. Great line of helmets. Looking forward to throwing one on my head one day.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, so you know I'm sitting here with Oakley, and as I'm getting ready to say bye, Michael goes, oh, man, I forgot the moneymaker. Now we are in Vegas. We've got to have the moneymaker, right? The money shot?
That's right.
Oh, wait, no, wait. That's the wrong line of work. All right, the moneymaker. Michael, what is it?
Deliver the moneymaker. So we co-developed a BOA 360 fit system. But what's unique about this fit system compared to any other fit system on the market is it features BOA's TX1 lace. Now, I know that's a mouthful, but what it is, it's a nylon lace that wraps the perimeter of the helmet. Now, that nylon lace lays really nice next to the skin, so it has a really good hand or a really good feel to it, and it creates a great eyewear integration. A traditional helmet is going to use a hard plastic fit band, and you're going to have to take your eyewear stems and either lay it on top or tuck it underneath. And over time, that's going to create pain points or pressure points. With the TX1 lace that we have in our full line of helmets, the eyewear is going to sit naturally and it's going to disappear while riding.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I was looking at it and I said BOA, and he's like, no, not just BOA. And yeah, it is. The string, it's like definitely a lot.
Nylon lace.
It's like a little, it's a different
super
pattern,
nice.
Super silky and smooth. And, you know, I don't ride without BOAs anymore. I mean, that's like, can't do it.
Right? It's in your helmet, it's in your shoes,
yeah.
It's going to be in your apparel.
So this is awesome. Definitely lying, guys. So that was our add-on. That was the moneymaker right there.
Yeah.
Some awesome stuff coming out of Oakley. Thanks, Michael.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So, of course, as I was walking away, and he's like, oh, man, I forgot. I totally forgot. I forgot. I got to talk about this. So we added that second part in there to talk about it. So, yeah, the very cool looking. And if you checked out my Facebook page, go back to that night and you'll see I sneak previewed them for you because they really weren't seen anywhere else. And I believe I was one of the first ones to get it out there. So definitely want to check it out. All right. And let's see. So I'm going to take a little skip here. And this is a really cool item. Now, you know people are about mirrors, right? It's LA. You got to have a mirror somewhere on you. Okay, I don't care what you say. They look whatever. But, you know, you ever try to look out of those little mirrors? They're really hard to see out of. Well, Safe Zone Helmet Mirrors has solved that problem. Take a listen.
Okay, as I'm cruising around media preview here, I've stumbled across a very, very, very cool safe item that I think we all really should have. I know we hate the little mirrors that you really can't see anything out of. Well, Aaron and Brett Fleming from the Northwest, right? Is that where you're from?
Yeah,
Northwest, Oregon, have come up with a really cool mirror that attaches to your helmet, but it's not made overseas. It's all made right here. And Aaron, tell us more about this wonderful mirror you guys come up with.
Yeah, definitely. So we're just doing a relaunch of our Safe Zone helmet mirror with all new packaging and a little bit longer arm on it. So it's a mirror that we've sold more than 35,000 across the world. And it's really unique in that it can mount to pretty much any helmet. We have a lot of different mounting options. And also our customers really love it because it's pretty vibration proof and gives you a great field of vision. So it's got a very adjustable arm on it. And the mirror really allows you to see everything that's going on behind you, so you don't have to be looking back and potentially putting yourself at risk. Customers who try it out say that they love it and say that they'd never go back. And we have a pretty unmatched 5-year warranty on it, no questions asked. So we really want to make sure that our customers are happy with it. And we think they'll be pretty happy with the latest iteration.
Yeah, and I was looking at it right now. I put it on my head, and we had a couple helmets here, and I was like, wow, that was a lot of mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can actually see what's behind me.
Yeah.
And I love the multiple mounting options as well. And I just love the fact all American made, everything,
yep.
All the products, the packaging, the people. So American made. And They are supporting the shops. Now, yes, they do sell online like everybody else does, but the shops actually can sell it cheaper. Therefore, the shops can make some money, and we get the people into the shops. So this is a really, really cool helmet. I was like, wow, this is pretty neat. And I got the explanation of how it was built, and I see his prototype over there, and I'm going, this guy's like me, because that's what I do in my garage, too. I do the same stuff. So anyways, where can we get more info on this if all my listeners want to check it out for themselves?
Definitely. They can go to efficientvelo.com, and we sell the mirrors on there. You can also give us a call, and we can process an order that way. We're also on Amazon Prime, too, so that's another option, as well as eBay. So a few options to get it, and we, like I mentioned, we have a 5-year unmatched warranty, so we really want to make sure that people are happy with the decision that they make.
And then the, I think it was about $40 on Amazon?
It is $40, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, you want to go to efficientvelo.com. And you can take a look for at it for yourself. Oh, my God, it's been a long day already. I'm like, I'm stumbling on my words. That just started. Okay, so thank you so much, Aaron, for the time. Brett's over there selling one, or he's trying to sell one, it looks like. So we'll say bye to him, and thanks a lot for sharing that info.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks so much.
So, yeah, what was really cool is that mirror really had a really cool extension. You could just tune it and set it up anywhere you wanted. Recumbent riders, I think that's the best mirror for them ever. And then just casual, you know, I mean, if I was on a really fast training ride, I think I'd probably still rock it. I was concerned about weight on it, and the one I have, I mean, once it's on the helmet, you really don't feel the weight, so it's kind of balances pretty nicely based on where you mount it. And it's pretty cool. And the nice thing is, though, the vision is great. I mean, it's definitely got some mirror there, and it's definitely got some space so you can check out what's going on. So, it was a really cool mirror. Check them out. They're on Amazon. They're also trying to get them in the dealers, though. They realize that, you know, we got to support the dealer, so they definitely do it. And the thing is, price is the same, dealer or Amazon. So, you know, they're really trying to get them into the stores more than Amazon. But it's out there, so take a look at that mirror. Very cool, multiple flexibility, it's real stiff, and it's an awesome mirror. All right, so now we're going to close out I want to close out with this guy from Flat Stopper. Now, he was hilarious. Of all the people I've ever met on media night, this guy was funny. But it was towards the later part of the evening, and well, let's just say that it was an interesting conversation. Fun guy, though, definitely fun guy. Take a listen to this guy.
All right, so I found somebody who's had too many to drink, but he's got a really cool product as he's going for number 3. We know that the sealant market is just inundated. So why would somebody want to come up with a new sealant? Because they've got a sealant that has been thought of, is actually solved a lot of problems, is bio-friendly, and is guaranteed to work for over a year in the hot, dry climate. And I'm going to test that theory out. But here I'm with Chris Knox from a company called the Flat Stopper, or that's what the product's called, the Flat Stopper Tire Sealant. And very interesting. They thought about a lot of things here. I'm going to let Chris fill us in, if he can stand and if he can finish. And he says, if you put a mic in his face, that he knows what to do with it. So we're going to find out right now. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
How's it going, man?
See, there it goes. It's right
there.
Sorry,
I had to cough right quick. This Vegas desert, man.
Yeah, I blame the desert.
Hey. But anyway, it's really great, man. It works on all tires. We've even had some tires that we've taken and tested, and we've took them from being tube tires to tubeless tires just by applying our stuff to it. Makes it absolutely amazing. Comes in 3.5 ounces, so you can fly anywhere in the world with it, be it Australia, be it France, be it
anywhere.
Mexico City, whatever. That's what makes it great, man. Plus, like you've seen, we have a beautiful valve core remover in the top of it that we thought about. We're always thinking ahead. And if you've got something about it that you just are, if it isn't perfectly what you want it to be, we're always taking advice for research and dev as well, man.
Okay, so yeah, and local company, correct?
Yes. We are a local company out of Ventura, California.
Out of good old Ventura, just up the road from me. So it comes in a really cool little pouch. That's one of the big differences. We're used to them being in bottles. Now, they do have that option as well. I also see the big giant monster one for truck tires. But they have these small little ones that are about the size of maybe two or three goo packets. It holds about 3.5 ounces, which anybody who flies a lot knows that that's all you can carry on. And what's even better about this is that the cap itself is ready to be installed in your removable valve core Presta valves. You can just directly inject it in. You don't need to have a syringe or anything. You don't have to break the bead on the tire to install it. And then if you're running Schrader valves, for a lot of downhillers are using the Schrader valve, it's also got a valve core remover built into the head of this thing. So they definitely thought ahead. And I was told this is biodegradable, so we're not going to kill any fishies if you spill it and it goes down the storm drain. I'm looking at it right now, and it kind of looks like the beer he's drinking.
About the same color as Blue Moon.
Anyway, really cool product. Looks like fun. I'm going to grab a couple. I'm going to steal a couple of these. I'm going to give them a try. And we want to order these. Where can we get them?
You can go to theflatstopper.com, or we've also got a phone number that you can call, which is 702-573-5288, and ask for Jack.
I believe he's the guy over there stuffing his face down with food. This is Interbike, man. It's all raw. That's how it's got to go. Thanks a lot, Chris. Enjoy your drink. It's almost closing time around here, and I look forward to giving this stuff a try.
It was great hanging with you, Rob. Have a good one, man.
So, yeah, this guy, he had oh my God, I don't know how he was standing, but he was so cool. But yeah, that flat stopper tire sealant hat, you can it's really neat because you can look inside and see all the materials in there. A little bit of glitter in there, which a lot of people are using. But it was a pretty neat product. I mean, they had a display there and they were puncturing it and watching how quickly it was sealed. And you know, we've seen it before. You pop it and it seals on the structured, brake, but this thing you could pop it anywhere and sealed anywhere, so it was really cool. Looking forward to giving it a try. It is guaranteed, and that's one of the things I asked him. I said, look, super warm condition areas, sealants all dry up. I've had really good luck with one in particular, but he's saying that this guy here, guaranteed, it's not gonna get hard. It's gonna stay liquid for the year. So I'm got a set of tires coming. Definitely going in those tires, going on the bike, and I'm going to try to keep those tires on for a year, and let's see what happens. Let you know what the turnout is. But hopefully, it's been super hot here, so I'm sure all my sealants are pretty much drying out. So, yeah, I was going to end with him, but then I just remembered I got three more drunks. No, three more guys. It's Vegas, man. Everybody's got something. But, what's funny is everyone's so relaxed. Everyone's so laid back. You really hear the truth. No one's selling anything. They're just telling you, look, man, this is what we got. This is what we hear. So the guys from Land Yacht really came out with some really cool stuff. And I'm going to go ahead and play them as well, because they actually, it was a very enjoyable, entertaining interview with these guys.
You know, at 8:30 at night in Vegas, do you think anybody be walking around without a beer in their hand? So here I am at the Land Yachts booth here. It's media night, and they got a really cool thing. Now, we've all had those ski boots where we've had to mold our insoles to get the boot to fit right, right? Why has no one ever thought about doing that with our butts in our seats? Well, guess what? These guys did it. I've got Ryan, and I've got Dylan. And I just said their name 2 minutes ago, and I still had to look at their name tag because I forgot. That's how long it is. Anyways, you guys, tell me about the seat. Which one of you, as they're both holding beers in their hands, I can't even look at them. But anyways, whichever one can talk the clearest gets to talk. So who is it, Ryan?
I'll tell you about the brand, and then Dylan can tell you about the saddles. Land Yachts has actually been around for 20 years. We're one of the biggest brands in the longboard skateboard industry. And as longboarders, we're lifelong outdoor enthusiasts, cyclists, skiers, that sort of thing. So once we really established our brand in skateboarding, we were waiting to be able to expand into other markets and other industries, and we kind of got to that point. So We built some bikes and we got into that, and we built our name in skateboarding on innovation. So thinking hard about saddles in the future and what can we do, and we came up with this idea of the custom molded saddle.
And now it's going to be downstairs. I got to add, this land yacht I'm looking at over here with the gold fillet braised frame and the baked steel tubing, I want. It's a gorgeous bike, and they got the gumball tires on it. I mean, I'm like, okay, I can't look at that anymore. Okay, Dylan, tell me about the seat.
Okay, so we got three different saddle models right now. We got 135 mil width, a 142 mil width, and then a 142 mil width in a stubbier version with a wider nose, a bit more modern. We got carbon rails, carbon undershell, and then there's a thermoplastic or cutouts in the carbon underneath where there's thermoplastic where your sit bones are going to be. And there's a heater embedded in the seat. So you plug in the seat, it heats up the thermoplastic, and then you get on, you ride it, and it molds to your sit bones.
Now, the other thing, yeah, you heard that right. There's a built-in little heater. You put 12 volts to it. 12 volts, right, I assume?
24.
24 volts, okay, a little more than that. You put that in there, and it warms it up. You sit on it on a trainer, or you take it for a ride around the block, and it molds to you. So therefore, you have a custom-made saddle to you. So nice thing about this, too, is that as you put on a few extra pounds and your body changes and stuff like that, you can readjust
good
and reform
it. Yes, that's correct.
Awesome. And then if you decide to sell it.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So, and they didn't tell you this part because, like I said, they can't remember. But these are all handmade in their shop in Vancouver, right?
That's correct. Yeah.
So they handmade these things. And that's, you know, unheard of nowadays. Is it's starting to come back, but it's still, for something like this, I thought they'd ship it overseas and, you know.
No, you know, it's so handmade. Dylan actually handmakes pretty much all of them himself
right now. All of these ones.
That's, they're nerd nice looking. I mean, definitely, they look, I think I'd rather have these over a Brooks any old day.
Thank you very much.
So appreciate what's our starting price on these again?
So $299 US is what they'll retail for.
It says $299 US. We're in the US. This is the Canadians.
We're the Canadians. Yeah. $350 Canadian. One other cool thing, we got the genuine leather. We seal it with beeswax, and the beeswax comes from the bees on the roof of our office. So
there you go, man.
The icing on the cake.
What happens when the bees move?
Well, they go away, they hibernate, and then they come back in the spring, they're good to go.
All right, see, there you go. So order your seats now. Where can we get more info on these seats?
LandYachtsBikes.com.
All right, take a look at that. I got some pictures I put up on the Facebook site. Take a look at these seats, and if you really want that custom fit, this is the way to go. Thanks, guys, for having a good time with us tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much.
And towards the end of that night, what was funny is that my voice was on its way gone too. So, by the end of that, it was only, about an hour and a half. And I'm sorry, no, it was almost 2 hours. And let me tell you, by the end of 2 hours, I was like, oh my God, I still got another day of this. So, I did jump around, and I'm going to save the best for last. And this is a old friend of mine. So I met with her last year, and we talked about this great helmet. Oh, it's almost out. So that's going to be the inside joke you'll hear, because it was delayed coming out. So towards the end of the interview, you're going to hear it again. But this company I'm very familiar with. I use a lot of their intercom systems on my motorcycle helmets, and it's the Senna. And Senna has also gone into helmet integration. So take a listen to the Senna interview as well, and enjoy.
All right, night one media preview, and I'm here with my friend Casey from Senna. We spoke last year, and we looked at what was the name of this one? Say, Casey,
the
I can't remember.
X1. So we have the X1 and the X1 Pro has the action camera in it.
All right, the X1. So the X1 was delayed a little bit, but it's finally out, and you can get it. It's got all the features. It's got Bluetooth in it, the intercom, correct? Go ahead. Now, wait. Why am I doing this? Your job.
You can intercom with up to 3 other helmets. It's crystal clear audio, and we cancel out the wind noise and everything, so you can hear your riding buddies perfectly. And then you can connect to your smartphone, listen to music, GPS, cues from your data and fitness app, and kind of does everything. And then you can listen to music, too. Did I already say that? But Yeah, so
I'm making her nervous. I can see her. She's all like, oh no. See, here's what you guys don't get to see. She has to talk into the troll. And that's the cover over the recorder so that we don't hear all this. And so you've got this furry thing in your face. And she's like, I can see her. She's like, get that thing away from me.
At least it's not a camera. I'm camera shy, so this is fine.
Okay, well, I'll take the camera next.
Okay, don't do that.
So anyways, the X1 has all these great features. It has the Bluetooth. We can listen to music. It's everything that you need to make life more enjoyable on a bike.
So this is our X1. It was our first one, obviously. We're new to cycling industry, but we kind of wanted to come out with a more specific model. So new this year, it's the R1. So we're looking at 2018 for this one. Same functionality, so you can listen to your music, intercom with three other people, and it's more a sleek design for road cycling. So that's the R1. Keep an eye out for it, but it's coming.
When?
2018.
When?
No exact date. I can't say an exact date.
We have a running joke. I'll fill you guys in on that later. And then you have the one with the camera, which is also the X1 with the camera, or
yeah,
was
X1
that a new
with the camera? So all of our helmets are going to be available in pro versions with the action camera in it. And then the cool thing about it is you can get our smartphone app and then just download the video straight to your smartphone. It'll go right in your camera roll. So they're pretty fun. It's good to have a camera rolling, even for liability if you're out on the road.
And yeah, and everybody on the show, if you listen to my show, that's all I advocate is always having the camera somewhere on your bike. I ride with the front and the rear facing, so I've always got cameras on. So now, perfect helmet because you'll always have your camera.
Yeah, why not have one extra one? You can never be too safe. So
what's the runtime on the camera, battery life at normal before you have to recharge?
Battery life's 2 hours, so you got a lot longer battery life on our intercom and the rest of the functionality, but we'll get better as the next versions of it come out. But 2 hours, and it'll run on a loop. So, but then if something happens, you can just whip out your phone, download it straight to your phone, so you save all the footage. And
Awesome. So where do you get more info on all this wonderful stuff from Senna? Where do we get it from? Info on the website.
Buysenna.com, or you can go to Senna.com for just product info, but Buysenna is where you can actually buy it, and then you can find dealers on our website too.
Starting price for the X1?
$199.
Not bad. For all the stuff you get, that's not bad. I want the
R1. Specific design, so for road cyclists and I mean just more serious bikers, because the X1, it kind of fits the bill for like commuters or like e-bike riders. It's a more generic looking helmet. So
well, you know, I'm doing the e-bike project, or not the e-bike but the commuter bike project right now that I'm doing a, we built up the ultimate commuter.
Okay,
that's the goal. That's what we're trying to build, the bike that everybody will want to have for your 20-mile commute each way. That's what I do, the 22. So we're working on that right now, and that's the same thing. I've got so much gadgets on when I'm riding, I'm all like, I always forget to charge one.
Yeah.
That's why I like the all-in-one now.
Yeah,
so
the all-in-one is the way to go. That's awesome, though.
So anyways, maybe one of those will end up in my mailbox.
Maybe. I mean, if you have your card, I might be able to make that happen.
Okay, everybody heard that. All my 5 listeners. No, just kidding. We got more than that. All right, Casey. Casey, thanks a lot for taking the time with us. You're having a good time here at Interbike. If you haven't come out to Interbike ever before, next year we go to Reno. It's the last year in Vegas, so we're going to take this one out with a bang. And Senna, I look forward to seeing what you guys get next year, hopefully 2018.
Awesome. Nice chatting.
So, yeah, she's my friend. I met her last year, and it's Senna's first time, so it was kind of nice that I had the motorcycle background to be able to, talk to him about, oh yeah, I am very familiar. And I will tell you, if you never run a Senna system before, if you are a motorcycle rider, and you do, a lot of people have, the Senna is just an amazing unit. There's times I'm on it, and people have no idea that I'm actually on the motorcycle at speed, and just having a good time. So it's pretty interesting. Hey, that sound familiar? It should. It's the end of the show. Anyways, all, enjoy your time. We're in the middle of a heat wave in LA right now, and kind of the west coast here, so be safe out riding. If you are riding, drink lots of water. Ride defensively, but don't be a jerk. Follow the rules. Let's play right. Don't forget your cameras, everybody. Be safe, and we'll talk to you next time.